Thought we just kind of got a little lackadaisical with the basketball at times. Our cuts weren't hard enough. They just played harder in that third quarter is the biggest thing. And 33 got hot. And we didn't make adjustments by ourselves out there to make sure he wasn't getting any more shots. I probably need to call a timeout there, but I thought we were going to need him down the stretch, and we kind of did. Can't be more proud of our guys, though, for battling. I mean, could have packed it in, and they battled and got themselves back in the game with a chance, and we just got to take care of business. I mean, we missed 8 free throws again. I mean, free throws are shot under 50% is what we had. We take care of that, I think we'll be just fine. But playing in these games is going to be big down the stretch. I told our guys that I was upset at them. Because we got to find a way to win those games when we're up, if they want to accomplish some of the things they want to accomplish. But I told them that down the stretch this is going to benefit them. And I was super proud of them for how they competed at the end, getting it back to a chance to win.
Yeah, down by 8 heading into the fourth. You got it even a couple of different times, couldn't get over the hump. They got you by 10 on the glass in the second half. You really dominated them in the first half, and they wound up with a one-board advantage on you. You go from up 9 on the glass at the half to down 10 in the second half, so that factored in. And like you said, it felt like a little bit like Cheyenne East with Merritt hitting all those threes when Paulson got hot. He hit 4 in the third quarter.
Yeah, and we know he's a really good player. And good players step up at big times, but I feel like at least a couple of them were just our fault of lack of focus and lack of energy, and thinking maybe he's just going to miss one. And we got to do something about it when a guy's doing that. But you know, overall, Stevens is a really good basketball team, and they made big plays when they needed to make big plays. And what they were doing affected us, and we just got to find a way. And when we executed what we're supposed to do, I thought we did a really good job against them.
Down here on that one possession, it looked like instead of even like the dribble actual handoff, Josiah just tried to leave the dribble for Connor to pick up, and the ball bounced up and it turned into a turnover. When you were kind of mentioning the word lackadaisical, that kind of stood out. Another thing, foul trouble clearly played a part in this game. Connor had 2 early. You sat him for quite a bit, and he never could find a rhythm. He struggled playing on the floor with the fouls today.
Yeah, he struggled, and you know, I mean, we had to play with foul trouble, but so did they. 2 of their top guys were sitting on the bench as well. You get into those games, and you just got to adjust and figure out a way to still score and still defend. And we, for the most part, we did a good job. You know, you talk about the play with Josiah, that's just part of it. I mean, we have to be more locked in, and we have to be stronger with the basketball at times.
Final score tonight, 60-53, as the Bearcats fall here on the road. A rare 0-2 weekend over the last few years, and they'll get a full work week on the practice floor. And big district opponents coming up next week on the road at Alliance and at Sydney, 2 places that, first and foremost, regardless of what those teams are like, it's never easy to play there.
Yeah, it's gonna be a dogfight. Alliance is always good at home. They always have a good atmosphere, and can be a tough place to play. And Sydney's been a really tough place to play. So both of them are not easy. They're both good. They're both improving, I feel like, and both got players that can really get going. So it's gonna take a total team effort and a really good week of practice, and we just got to stay confident after this weekend. I'm really actually happy with the way the weekend went. I'd feel probably the same way if we had happened to come out here with 2 wins. I thought we really showed some courage and some guts, and what type of team we can be down the stretch, I think.